Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The head of a Messianic Jewish ministry says that the arrest of two people in Mississippi who have confessed their desire to join ISIS proves that young Muslims can be radicalized regardless of where they live in the United States. This shocking story on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, two former Mississippi State University students have now been ordered held without bail, pending a grand jury action on charges that they attempted to join the Islamic State, or ISIS. This is a 19-year-old and a 22-year-old. They were arrested at the Golden Triangle Airport near Columbus, Mississippi, and they both admitted to authorities that they wanted to travel to Turkey and then to Syria to join the terrorist group ISIS. These are people that have U.S. citizenship, wanting to travel outside the country, become trained by this radical Islamic terrorist organization, and because they're citizens of the United States, they could easily travel back. This is happening across the country. This is a wake-up call for all Americans.
Yeah, Matt, and that's why in a recent presidential debate, you heard, for instance, Senator Ted Cruz saying that it's a no-brainer that anybody who leaves, any American citizen that leaves the United States, goes and consorts with the enemy and in treason, effectively, that they should immediately lose their U.S. citizenship. But that's kind of a side point here. Our friends at One News Now, a publication of the American Family Association, they point out that Jen Markle, founder and director of the Minnesota-based Olive Tree Ministries, has pointed out that this sort of activity is going on pretty heavily in the Twin Cities. She says, we're called the terror capital of America, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is, and so when this happens in this part of the country, we don't even think twice about it because it's a common occurrence. And frankly, Matt, it's a common occurrence all over the country. We know, for instance, that our prisons and our juvenile detention centers around the country are radical recruiting grounds for these orthodox Islamists who, again, believe that you either convert, kill, or enslave the infidel, which is anybody who's not a follower of Muhammad.
Yeah, and Jen Markle, of course, being from Minnesota, says this is commonplace in Minnesota, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. You wouldn't normally think of this in Mississippi, a Bible Belt state, but it's happening there as well. And that's her point. This underscores how people, young Muslims, can be radicalized no matter whether they live in Minnesota, St. Paul, or Minneapolis, or in some rural part of Mississippi, and that's what's happening here. You know, in fact, by the way, speaking of Minnesota, when I went up to Minnesota, Rochester, the Mayo Clinic, I was visiting there, and I turned on the TVs there, and they had all these Muslim channels, I think around 11 cable channels, all Muslim. One of them was, in fact, a 24/7, just a video, no words, of people marching to Mecca. That's what it did all day long. It was unbelievable. And, of course, there's a big Muslim population right there because of the Mayo Clinic through the history where they came from different parts of the Middle East for medical treatment. One of the people, it is suspected, who was involved in 9/11 came from that region. Well, you wouldn't expect this in Mississippi, but that's, in fact, what's happening. You know, I recently returned, Matt, from Israel, and we had one of our guest speakers that was speaking to the group of college students that we took over. We've taken in six trips about 290 people from 85 colleges, college-age students. And this individual who was speaking is an internationally renowned journalist, and he himself calls himself a moderate Muslim. He is internationally known. He was one of seven journalists after the peace plan, so-called, failed with Yasser Arafat, that Yasser Arafat actually asked for seven reporters to come so he could report to them. He was one of them. This guy is very well connected. And he spoke to the group and he said, you know, the peace plan, for example, in Israel will not work in the foreseeable future. Why? He says because the Muslim community, the Arab Muslim community in Israel and the Middle East, they are particularly in Gaza, Hamas, the terrorist groups. There are two things that are happening. Number one, that they are radicalizing the youth, that these youth from young are being taught to kill Jews and Christians, and that they want to grow up not to be doctors and lawyers and businessmen or artists or whatever it might be. They don't want to have a good profession. They want to grow up to do what? Well, they want to grow up to be suicide bombers. They want to grow up to be a martyr. They're radicalizing the youth, and therefore there's no mandate for peace. There's no reason for them to have peace because they're training their children from young in a radicalized fashion. And the other thing he said is that there's nobody that's ahead of the Palestinian Authority that has the authority to even compromise a bit. So even if they got 97% of what they wanted, they couldn't accept it because they have no authority to do so. And if they did compromise even 1%, they would ultimately be targeted for death because they have radicalized their people so much. And so that's happening throughout the Middle East. It's happening in these Islamic countries. And that's why you see things such as ISIS. And so now it's happening here in the United States of America. And it's a major concern because when they become radicalized and they're U.S. citizens, they're able to come back across the border.
Yeah. You know, I heard Bridget Gabriel recently at the Heritage Foundation gave a tremendous retort to a Muslim that was there that asked a hostile question to Ms. Gabriel. Ms. Gabriel, of course, a former Muslim herself, a Christian now, who is an advocate for freedom and an opposition to radical Islam. She points out that really it's a misnomer to call it radical Islam. It's Orthodox Islams are true Muhammad followers. That means they follow the dictates of the Quran, which says that you have to kill all the Muslims and the Jews or enslave them or convert them. And she points out that that's, in a conservative estimate, that's a size of hundreds of millions of people, a community about the size of the population of the United States of America. So this is not, you know, some fringe group of Muslims that are radical Islam. The Orthodox Islamists are hundreds of millions of people that are all over the world, and including in the United States, that are prone to this kind of terrorism.
Now, not all Muslims are terrorists, but not all Muslims are fundamental in their belief. In other words, there are the moderate Muslims, like, for example, this person that came and spoke to us. Now, a moderate Muslim would be like a moderate Christian. It would mean that, in fact, you may have the general idea of Christianity. You don't really believe everything about the Bible. So you're kind of a moderate, more liberal kind of churchgoer or denomination. But the evangelical Christian or someone who's serious about their faith takes the Bible for what it says. The Muslims who take the Quran for what it says, that are the what you call Orthodox, they then know what the Quran says. And that is exactly what you said before. If you're not Muslim, then you have three choices. You pay the tax, or you convert to Islam, or you are killed. Those are the only options. And if you don't, you're going to be killed. And so the radical Muslims, as sometimes it's called, are really the Orthodox Muslims that you're seeing engage in these terrorist attacks, because that's in fact what is taught in the Quran. This was what was taught by Muhammad. This is something that should concern everyone. You're going to have to make the decision. Call us at Liberty Council. Pray for the ministry. This is not a religion of peace. It's always been a religion of force. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, for more information. That's lc.org. You know, we need to pray in our country that we have leaders who understand the adversary, the enemy. If you don't understand who your opponent is, who wants to kill you, if you think that the person who wants to kill you is your friend, guess what? You'll probably be killed because you're not going to be understanding the intent of your opposition. This issue with Iran It's ridiculous because Iran wants to destroy Israel. They want to destroy the United States of America. If they ever become nuclear capable, watch out. They will use the weapon. Unlike Russia, the former Soviet Union, that had a sanctity of human life component and did not want to use the weapon, these people, if they have the weapon, they will use it. Pray for America, pray for great leadership, and pray for the eyes of people to be wide open. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for this ministry, and support us financially. Go to lc.org or libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.